The message this morning is called Who is Holding Your Arms Up? I don't know about you guys, but I've been feeling a bit weary lately because the battle seems relentless. And even for me, I hardly watch the TV news now because every time I put it on, I just have this pit in the bottom of my stomach, the hurt, the trauma that's happening in the world. And every day I see on the news things that are not of our God, of people. So maybe you personally have been affected during this season. And over the couple of last weeks, while I've been praying to God, to speaking to him, he gave you the wonderful story of Exodus in 17 and reminded me of who he is. And the word says, while the people of Israel were still at Rephidim, the warriors of Amalek attacked them, Moses, Miriam, and Joshua. Choose for me to go out and fight the army of Amalek for us. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill, holding the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did what Moses had commanded and fought the army of Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur climbed to the top of the Nebo hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hands, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Moses' arms soon became so tight he could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands. So his hands held steady until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army. After the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, write this down in a scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua. I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses stood up to there and named Yahweh Nissi, which means Lord is my banner. He said, they have raised their fists against the Lord's throne, so now the Lord will be at war with the Amalek generation after generation. The bit that I'd like to focus on this morning is where it says, but Moses' hands grew weary. So they took a stone and put it under him and sat on it while Aaron and Hur held up his hands. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. You may or not know the context behind this passage. Is the people of Israel in the middle of a battle. And if Moses' hands are lifted to God in prayer on this mountain, then the people are successful. They can see him. They're successful. But when his hands come down, the people of God are struggling in the battle. So Aaron and Hur, alongside Moses, make it possible for those hands to stay up. They make it possible for him to sit, just like in this picture. Aaron on one side, Hur on the other side, and they keep their hands steady and up so the people of God experience victory. This isn't just a one-time historical account that's just given to us in a nice history lesson. This is a story that was repeated throughout the life of the Israelite people. It is a story to remind them that God would be with them, that God would save them, and God would uplift them. It is a story to encourage them of God's faithfulness, that God would deliver, and God would be faithful to his people. That God would indeed be present with them. He would be holding them just as he is holding you. Then in chapter 17, 8 to 16, a lot of things are going on, and the first of them is they're told that they're fighting in the fight. These are desert dwellers with whom there is a lot of infighting through Israel's history. In this passage, we read that the Amalekites keep coming and coming and coming. It's just like those times in your life when you think, when does this actually end? Who's thought that? I want to tell you now, I've been on my knees crying out in mercy to God. I've had enough. Who's been at that time? I've had enough. There's just too many people displaced, hurt, ill, disillusioned, and in daily trauma. And sometimes I think we're all in the middle of this terrible mess. Well, this is what's happening for the Israelites, is that the Amalekites keep coming against their forces and they just want and they just absolutely need a break. I remember on the phone 2 weeks ago to my sister saying, I'm really tired, I just need a break. And she said, so do I. Who said that to each other before? I just need a break. And we're told in the middle of the onslaught, every time Moses' arms are raised, the Israelites are winning. I love the visual. I love this visual. Do you know I use this over and over again when I'm speaking to people? I love it because it's one of my most fundamental postures of surrender. Hands are up. I surrender. Do you know, some of you may not understand why people put their hands up in worship. It is actually an act of surrender. So next time you see someone's hands up and you're thinking, what are they doing with their hands up? It's actually an act of surrender. And for the Israelites who've been wandering around the desert, they keep forgetting, just like the rest of us do, that God would indeed save them. But here Moses puts his hands up and it's like embodied way of saying, okay, I surrender. I do not have anything else here. But in holding his arms up and saying, I surrender, he was trusting God, just like we need to hold our arms up and surrender. But Moses' arms grew weary because this actually went for a very long time. This was not just an hour. And after a long time, gravity wins. And so along come Aaron and Hur, and they took Moses' arms and they held them up. And Moses' hands were heavy. And Moses' hands were tired because he was around 80 when this happened. Who here is 80? Can you imagine holding your arms up for hours and hours? This solution to the problem is twofold. First, they took a stone and they put it under him and he sat on it, and that relieved his legs. And second, they supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. They supported his hands until sunset and kept him steady. So a couple of observations about holding up her arms. One is a little bit about Aaron and Hur. Hur is thought to be Miriam's son. And ours is also the father of a man who ends up a dominant builder of the tabernacle. Then it's argued that Aaron is the head of the Levites and priestly line that comes to be. So when you think about it, Moses is being upheld by the tabernacle, the place where God's presence resides, and he's been upheld by the priestly line. So that's very interesting, the way that Moses is sustained and held up by God's presence and the worship of God. And in this way, he's literally held up and sustained. And how many of us have known what it feels like to be in these spaces when our arms just need to be held up and we don't have anything left? We are created, family, as the children of God, to stand together and hold each other's arms up. We can only do that, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the victory of Jesus. We can't do this in our own strength. We are to hold each other's arms up. I just want to share just a quick story with you. And some of you may actually know this story or been around at the time. I'm sure some of you were. I know Les was. When we were joining together, the new opportunity, we had to call it, the three core that were coming in, I was part of a task force team. And it was pretty hectic at Lambton. I don't know what it was like at other calls for you guys, but it was pretty hectic at Lambton. And I remember it's the only time in the army that I've ever wanted to leave. I just could not understand some of the reasoning behind what was happening. I could not understand the behaviour of some of the people that was happening. I could not understand my own behaviour at that time. And I remember thinking, I'm just out of here. I've had enough. I don't think I can do this. This isn't what Christianity is about. This is not what a church is about. And I had a dream. I had a dream that I had to particularly stay. It was a bit of a funny dream. I won't get into it. It's a long dream. But this particular woman was walking through a house and God said, you have to go where she goes. And I remember going to church on the Sunday and saying to this particular woman, she's no longer with us. She's now promoted to glory. And I said to her, because the church was dividing, and half the people were thinking about setting up their own church, I'm being honest here, and half were thinking about coming. And I said to this woman, where are you going to go? What are you going to do about all this mess? And she said, I'm just going to keep my eyes on God. I'm just going to stay with Army. And so I thought, I've got to stay with Army. And I was pretty broken. And it was the children, I want to tell you, our youth of that core that stood in front of adults and taught us the lessons that we needed to learn at that time. They said, we're all going together. We're not dividing. Do you remember that, Les? And the kids said, we're all going to the new opportunity together. And I was broken, but this particular woman held my arms up and said, you just keep your eyes on Jesus because I'm holding you. That's what it's all about, family. And maybe I wasn't even a nice person to be around then, but she still held my arms up. So there's many great things about this picture. Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it while Aaron and Hur held up his arms, one on one side and one on the other. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. I want you to think about this passage this week, like I've had to. Whose arms am I holding up? I want to encourage us to think in our lives about the fact that we need to help each other. We need help from God to help each others. God gives us others to lean on and to help us in our relationship with God. If you're not doing well, ask someone to hold your arms up. People cannot help you if they do not know. And as the spiritual battles come, and they are will in my family, the battles come and you will face this world, and none of us are called to be Christians in isolation. Not one of us. We need people around us. We need people of God. We need people in who the Holy Spirit dwells, who are spurring us on in the battle, who are helping us in the battle, who are holding our arms up in everyday battle. Today I want to say to you, family, that we, Leanne and Peter, we are holding our arms up for you. We don't always get it right, but we are holding our arms up. I'm not even in the same league as Moses. In fact, I'm a nobody. I'm just a Gentile girl who loves Christ. But I'm in this family. And I'm going to be in this family. And I'm going to walk beside each person here. And I actually said to Les this week, that coming here this week, I felt like I was back home for the first time. We will have victory in Christ when you're tied in the battle if we call on Jesus. We need to pray. We need to pray like we have never prayed before, family. We need to pray and thank God that other followers of Christ are around us. We need to thank God that we have people that actually will spur us up, not pull us down. We need to thank God that we have this family here, some missing today, and I'm speaking about the whole of us, that can help us to grow in our faith. We need to think that he has uniquely designed, according to his word, this place for the growth in Christ. We need to ask him not to any one person to live isolated from their church family. We need to ask him that. And that this church family will be plugged in, so committed, and as part of a member of this church, that we're actually one. The Bible reading today reminds us we are better together with God. We are better together with God. God has given us, the Holy Spirit has given us eyes for the people that are hurting around us and they're struggling. Open your eyes and see. And if you're not doing well, ask somebody. Because this is a loving family. You, my family, are my only spiritual family. I have 38 people in my family, and you're it. So if I don't have someone here holding my arms up, I don't have anybody. And that's for many of people that come into our community as well. You're it, family. I want to thank God that he will move lives as instruments for him. And through that, when we hold up other people's arms as well, that are even outside of this place, we do it in his strength because we want them to know Jesus Christ. Is that right? So we need to pray that God's victory might be experienced by them as well. Take a look at your church family, your community, your family as well. Hold their arms up. Who is the Holy Spirit leading you to? We have victory in Christ. And we need to stand together. I was given a vision. I was given a vision in prayer night that all of our shields would be together. Fighting together, not singly a shield. All of our shields would be together, all for the one cause and the glory of Christ. So we're going to sing a song now, and I love this song, and it's called Bind Us Together. Bind us together, Lord. Let's hold each other's arms up. Moses could not have done it. He could not have won the battle. He could not have stood without the help of his brothers. We're going to sing this song. I'd just like you to pray quietly. You can come forward, stand up, put your hand up. If you're not doing well today, put your hand up. Someone will come and pray with you. That is who we are. See us after if you feel worried about that. It is a blessing that we can pray for you. It is a blessing.